Hello, my name is Mark Paul. I'm an independent researcher in Montreal, and this is Abstract 47. Temporal topology and continuous glucose monitoring, evidence that midnight segmentation introduces structural measurement artifact. I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes in 1967. I am now in my 60th year with this disease. I have seen a great deal of data in that time, urine strips, finger sticks, and now continuous sensors. 60 years inside one disease gives you a different relationship with data. At some point, I stopped asking what the numbers mean. I started asking whether they came from something trustworthy in the first place. This paper is about one reason they often don't. It begins with something so ordinary that we stop seeing it. We invented the calendar. It is a magnificent invention. Biology never agreed to follow it. When a continuous glucose monitor cuts the record and restarts it at midnight, nothing in the body has changed. No hormone resets. No process concludes. The boundary is ours. Yet our analytic frameworks behave as though biology resets at the stroke of midnight. So I tested it. 89 consecutive days of continuous glucose monitoring. 25,536 readings from a Dexcom G7 as one uninterrupted series. My own data. I compared conventional midnight segmentation against a circular representation that keeps the day continuous. This is not more resolution. It is a different geometry. The result was not subtle. Circular topology preserved 12.1% more information. It removed a 2.8-fold fragmentation that midnight segmentation creates. The significance was below 0.001. Let me say plainly what fragmentation means. When the record breaks at midnight, it shatters one continuous process into nearly three times more pieces than the biology actually contains. We are not measuring the body. We are measuring the body plus our filing system. And here is the part that matters most. The error does not stay at midnight. Once a continuous process is divided by an arbitrary boundary, the cost is inherited by everything built on top of it. Time and range is computed on segments the body never made. Overnight metrics are defined by a boundary that sits in the middle of the physiology they describe. Variability and pattern detection inherit the breakage before anyone reads a result. And every model trained on midnight cut data learns the artifact along with the signal. The cost is already baked in before a single number is interpreted. I did not invent circular time. Circular statistics are well established. What I am saying is that this is urgent for continuous glucose monitoring and that we have not counted what midnight is costing us. That is my whole argument in one sentence. If the geometry is wrong, precision only lets us be more precisely wrong. I want to be careful about what I am and am not claiming. The question before us is no longer whether our sensors are accurate enough, is whether our analytic frameworks are faithful to the biology and to the person behind every number. Because every reading is the trace of a decision someone made. The device keeps the number and forgets the decision. The calendar is one of humanity's greatest inventions. Biology never agreed to follow it. Thank you for listening. My email is on the presentation, and I would welcome the conversation.